This is a special live episode of The Spot, a BYU-Idaho radio production where we talk about what you're talking about at BYU-Idaho. Today's hosts are me, Christian Nelson, Brianna Leal, and Chandler Guadneen, with special guests, the students of BYU-Idaho. This special live episode is about dating at BYU-Idaho. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU-Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the host.
You grab a rock, just a random rock from somewhere, and you just paint on it, and then you and your date can just put it back when it's done. You could do something funny, something artistic, for all of those artists out there. And I thought, especially me, because I'm an artist, I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think is a fun date idea, or at least the way that I'm currently engaged, and me and my fiance met, was we actually went to Soda Vine and just talked, and we ended up talking for like 3 or 4 hours straight, and it went really well. And I think that, you know, when it comes to dating, a lot of activities, or a lot of it, is just about being with the right person at the right time. And so, yeah, I think things like art and whatnot, like that's a lot of fun. Those are a lot of good things to do, and you learn a lot about the person that you're with while you're doing those activities.
You said something interesting. You said the fact that you are right with the right person, but I think you have to have the time set aside and in such an activity that you can have those conversations with that person, right? Because if you're, whatever you're doing, that's why movies, in my opinion, are not a great idea, because you're just sitting there watching something and you're not having a conversation and learning more about the person. And I think when you have a conversation, when you learn more about the person, that's when you really get to know if they are a good match, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Brianna?
Yeah, actually, I mean, there's a lot of really good activities held here at BYU-Idaho, and a lot of the really great ones, there's a dating workshop that happens every once in a while here, and I've never been there, but I hear a lot of good comments coming from students. You know, it's very informational about, you know, the important factors of dating. So how to necessarily date in a way that is respectable towards each other. And I really enjoy that, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to know how to set boundaries and stuff like that, especially when you're dating, you know, you don't know each other. And I think that's a really great idea. Mm-hmm. And then there's other dating activities as well. There is events that happen that you can go to. Center Stage, so they had, I forgot, it was the country singer. Yeah, it was that country singer.
It was a country singer, yeah.
Was it country singer came
yeah,
into town?
Mm-hmm. Singer. Like that. And then also there was recently another popular one that happened, especially if you're really religious, there was the Lamb of God. I heard a lot of great reviews about it, and how much you felt the spirit there. And it, like, I wish I could have gone, but I was actually working at the temple at the time. And so, yeah.
Yeah, the Lamb of God is that's an awesome music piece. I love that one. I had an opportunity to see that live while I was on my mission, actually. The school does a lot of things that are great dating opportunities. I'm actually going this Saturday evening to Translations, which the theater department is putting on, and they do some great shows. I also saw the Mikado earlier this semester with my...
Mikado was great.
Yeah, with my significant other, and we had a lot of fun with that, and so we're looking forward to tomorrow night and seeing that as well. But yeah, and there's also a lot of stuff off campus that's fun to engage with as well.
Yeah. I think we were talking about earlier the fact of rock climbing. Rock climbing was a good one that Brianna, you talked about. There's, Soda Vine, right? We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Or I guess now it's Fixology, but it's a good place to sit down and just chat. And there's all kinds of different, the ropes course, a little bit off. I mean, it's BYU-Idaho affiliated, but it's off campus, and that's a good one to go and experience and have fun with that one. So
that's actually how I my fiance and I we met at work. We worked at Soapbox, which is an ad agency on campus, and the main way we got introduced to each other though was we got put on a job together, and we ended up going to the ropes course, and we got partnered up, and that's kind of what led to us dating and eventually getting engaged and
right on, man,
and everything. So yeah, the ropes course is great. Love the ropes course.
Yeah, and then they also hold First Fridays, so I think that's also another great opportunity to, you know, have a date. And yeah, they offer a lot of different activities at First Friday. I believe one of them is the mechanical bowl.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I thought that, like, I hear a lot about it. I've been to one iNight, and that was really fun. They have a lot of different varieties of activities that you could do, especially at iNight. I mean, it's in the very beginning of the semester, but I mean, if you're desperate.
So, Brianna, if you were on a date with someone and you had this mechanical bull and the person got thrown off in like 0.2 seconds, what would you think? Would you be like, no, we're not going on a second date? Or would you be like, you poor man. what would your mindset be if you're like, my guy that I just went on a date with, he's been thrown off the bull in like 2 seconds? Yeah, what would that be?
Honestly, I wouldn't even blame him, because I probably wouldn't even be there on there for 1 second. So I wouldn't mind doing something else with him.
That's super cool. Bull, mechanical bull riding. I've never done that before, but that's a good opportunity to try it, I guess.
Yeah.
One of the things we also want to talk about is, like, how do you ask somebody on a date? What's a good way to do that? What's like an appropriate way to do that? So what do you guys think? What's like been a successful way? Or Brianna, what's been a comfortable way that someone has asked you on a date? And sometimes how can a girl ask a guy on a date?
Yeah.
That's also a very viable thing that can, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys are really scared to ask girls on dates. And a lot of the times as well, my ward especially has encouraged even women to ask men on dates. So the one thing that I like about when people ask me on a date is that, you know, they have courage to ask me out. And a lot of the times, like, guys are scared, but it's also good for other women as well to ask others out. So I would like to relay that message that my ward says and talks about to other people as well, that it shouldn't just be guys asking girls out on dates. It should also be a joint effort of girls asking guys out on dates. Because a lot of the times, us women are intimidating, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's that kind of fear of
rejection.
Yeah, rejection for a lot of people. And while we're talking about this, we have a microphone up here for all of you to come up and share your dating ideas or experiences, and what you think is just some good general advice for other people. Or if you have questions for us and you want to talk about something, there's a microphone there. And we also have a QR code to a Padlet that will let you submit questions to us. So you just scan this QR code and you can ask us questions, and we'll throw them into the conversation. So, but yeah, I think that, there is kind of an intimidation factor with asking people on dates, right? And that comes from that fear of, you know, what if they say no? So, what happens if they do say no?
Yeah, what I think about it is, if they say no, then they really weren't meant for you. So, I mean, as hard as it is to accept that, when you go through something tough like that, like, there's always someone better for that opportunity. So I think of it as like an opportunity rather than a negative experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They say no, you still have the experience. You still get the experience, and you still get to perfect the way you ask. That might be a little interesting way of talking about it, but the way that you get practice asking people on dates. Mm-hmm. And that is something that is invaluable as you go, right? You want to know how to best ask somebody on a date. You want to know how to best connect with them, right? And so that gives you that experience and that chance to do that. So
absolutely. And I really liked what Brianna said a little bit ago, where she said that, like, if they say no, to a certain extent, maybe that's just not meant to be. And what I mean by that is, you know, it does stink, and it can, you know, it can kind of hurt. I've been rejected when I've asked people on dates before and stuff. And, you know, it's not the greatest feeling in the world, but ultimately you want your relationship to be a fully mutual thing, right? And you don't ever want someone to feel like they're being kind of like convinced or coerced into spending time with you or anything like that, because that's just not a very healthy thing. And so it's like, it's much better, and it's going to be much more fulfilling when it's, you know, when it's mutual and things flow. And so, you know, honestly, sometimes no at the jump is good, because it doesn't, you know, you don't go down a path of just ambiguity, right, the whole time. So, yeah, I think that's an important thing to kind of know when you're approaching dating, is understanding that rejection is part of that. Just like with school, right? Sometimes you don't get the best grades on something, and that's just what it is. But you learn from that, and you apply it to the next assignment or thing that you do in the future. So, and then what about asking people on dates? So I know we touched on it a little bit a second ago, but have you, like, what's been successful for you guys?
I've used a plethora of, I guess, ways, but I go to them in person if I can, right? I want to have that face-to-face connection.
Mm-hmm.
But when all else fails, you get their phone number, you call them.
Yeah.
Texting should be the last thing. Texting should be, it's the most impersonal way. So you don't do that, in my opinion, as an expert. No, I'm just kidding.
You're an expert.
You go in person and you talk to them. And yes, you might turn red in the face, right? It's a hard thing, right? But you're getting that experience, and you're trying to make that connection, and that's important. So you want to go with the most personal way first, and then kind of keep going. If you can't get to them in person, do it over the phone. If you can't do it over the phone, find some other way to do it, right? But yeah,
absolutely. And we actually have a comment from an anonymous student in the crowd. They said, if you don't go on dates, then you'll never know what you like and what you don't like. People sometimes think that going on a date is like, quote, oh, I gotta marry this person. That's an interesting, yeah. I think that, sometimes there's a lot of weight put on dating, right? And I think part of that is, you know, it's culturally, like, we have a big emphasis on marriage. And I think that's a healthy thing. I think that's a good thing. People should absolutely strive for marriage. But, and I like what this person said, right? It's kind of like, it echoes what we've been saying a little bit, which is, if you don't go on dates, you don't get that experience, and you don't know what you like, right? And part of dating lots of people and going on casual fun dates, friend dates, basically, right, with other people, or double dates and stuff. Part of that is, you know, not focusing necessarily so heavily on I guess the heavy stuff, right? You know, it's about figuring things out and understanding who you gel with and who you don't gel with.
Right.
But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I really like that comment. That is a really great comment. And I think one thing that I've learned, I don't remember where I learned it from. When you're dating, look for aspects that you like from your parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess one aspect that I like from my dad is that he's goofy, he's funny, and he's very, I guess you could say, gentle to all of my siblings as well as I. And yeah, so I think that's something that one of the characteristics that I like within my parents. So essentially you do that through dating. And I like how they emphasize that it shouldn't be serious until you actually find somebody who is serious about it.
Yeah, totally.
I think the one that I clued into was just because you want to date doesn't mean you're going to end up marrying that person, right? I remember my seventh grade swing dance class. It was PE, but we had swing dance. And our PE teacher drilled it into us that, yes, you're getting partnered with a girl, but the girl is not like this whole big thing. Don't make it a big thing. And that was in seventh grade. But I think the principle still applies, right? Don't make it this huge thing. Have fun. The worst thing that's going to come out of it is you're going to be friends at the end, right?
Right.
And you're going to get to know each other a little bit better, and you're going to be good friends. And that's the worst case scenario. So leave it as is. Have fun. Just enjoy it. Don't think too much about it. Don't dissect it and kill it. Mm-hmm. You know, just go with it. Go for it. Just do it.
Totally. And for students who are just walking in, what we're doing is we're talking about dating. This is the Spot Podcast on BYU Idaho Radio. And you can scan this QR code to submit ideas about, you know, good dates or dating experiences you've had or just questions you have for us in the conversation. Or you can come up to this microphone right there and we'd be happy to take your comments. And we just got another comment from another anonymous student in the crowd. If a date night is a success, it says, was a date night a success? Would you go again? Or was date night? That was, I think they're referring to the event that was held.
Was date night.
Oh yeah. The date night that I heard it was a huge success. It was so much of a success that they ran out of ice cream. Yeah. So then they had to, I believe it was the next devotional, they had to distribute more ice cream to those who did not receive ice cream on that day.
Like they kept track of who didn't get it, and
well, no, they just provided ice cream again to the whole school that went.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, no, they weren't just like, you, I need your name, and they kept track of that. But no, yeah, I think date night for me was a success. I went, and it was fun. We had a good time, and I ended up running into somebody I knew on my mission. And we got to hang out with them. So it turned into like a double date thing, but it was fun. I took the stress out of it, and it was great. They provided a lot of activities, and you know, it was a lot of fun. People came and kind of overwhelmed I don't think they were like expecting so many people.
Yeah.
But I've also had a lot of people, they went off campus and they had fun and they went to, you know, a Hemming Village and all the shops down that road. And it was just, overall, it was just fun. It was a good time and there was no pressure. It was great. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's kind of the mark of success on a date night, I think, is that pressure mixed with, you know, enjoying your time with the person. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the point of the activity, right? Because if you just sit down, you know, like we're on a date, you sit down in a room with another person, like with nothing else to do, like that's stressful. Because then the focus is completely on this idea that you're trying to date. But
it turns into interrogation, yeah, almost.
And so like I think that the mark of success for a good date is definitely those things, right? It's, was it pressure free? Was it fun? Did you learn more about the person? Did you have did you gain some insight into who they are and, you know, what they like doing? I think that's a good way to measure successful dates. So we got another comment from a student. They said, one of my favorite dates, this guy showed me his gorilla impression in public.
Oh, that's beautiful. They said this, I love that.
They said that they are very impressed. It was so fun to just be silly. I never saw him again. And that's okay, because a first date doesn't have to be a commitment.
Yeah.
It can just be a date.
And another thing similar to that of having a funny date, another activity you could do, especially if you guys are bad at art, it's such a great idea. What is it called?
Caricatures, yeah.
Especially if you're really bad at art, that's what's going to make it just as funny.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it here, guys. Do your gorilla impressions.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah, that wins the date.
That wins you dates, no. But there's an important principle underneath that, and I think it's just to be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't put up a fence. Just be yourself, right? And don't think about what they think of you. Yeah, to a certain extent, do that, but just have fun, right? Yeah. This guy in the middle of the public did his gorilla impression. You know, if you're a sports fan,
yeah,
you hear something good about your team, myself included, I will cheer in public, and it will be loud. And people that know me know that I will do that readily.
Yeah.
But when you're on it, just be yourself, right? Just have fun and don't think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you want to, you know, you want to dress nice, you want to look nice, smell nice, all that, and get ready for the date. But totally, like, you want to be yourself, because if you want to pursue a relationship later down the line, and that's, you know, think about if someone were to live with you, that's, what would they see? Who are you? And so, yeah, don't be afraid to have fun and be yourself and be goofy. So,
yeah. And I think being genuine makes it much easier in the future, because then you know what type of people you want to start dating or going after. Because when you're genuine, you know, you'll get a more realistic reaction. And so you won't be making any mistakes, especially if you're looking for marriage. It's definitely important to stay genuine so that, you know, especially when you're getting married, you don't want something bad to happen.
Yeah. You
don't.
Yeah.
And along with that, right? You don't want to be one person and then all of a sudden when you get more comfortable, flip the script, because that can be like totally just be like,
right,
the person you're going on a date with is like, I don't remember this. Like, this is weird. So you just want to be from the get-go who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got one more comment. This student said, communication is so important. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
As President Meredith says, DTR, guys. DTR.
What does that stand for?
Define the relationship. Mm. But that's down the road. But communication is important. You have to make sure that you set boundaries, like Brianna said, that you make sure that you've got expectations set, and that you know what your end goal is, ultimately. I think that's important.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's super important. Communication is, I mean, like, it's the basis of so many things, but especially relationships. I mean, you think about it from an eternal perspective. What is the number one thing that God wants you to do? It's pray, right? Like, that's, I remember when I was on my mission, that's like the number one thing we always invite people to do is pray. And what that is it's communication with God, right? It's being open and honest and talking with God. And I think that same principle applies in your dating life as well. You communicate with the person, you're open and honest with the person, and that's 100% super important.
Yeah, and you see it a lot with the church as well, communicating that it is the most important thing you can do in a relationship is to put God first, mm-hmm, before, you know, yourselves. That way you build your foundation upon something that is strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you put God first in your relationships and the rest will follow, right? Because you'll treat other people in Christ-like ways.
You've been listening to a special live episode of The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts are me, Christian Nelson, Chandler Guadagnin, and Brianna Leal, with special guests, the students of BYU Idaho. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Brianna Leal. Producers are the hosts, with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Finding Happiness by DJ Quads and The Perpetual Ticking of Time by Artificial Music. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media, or visit the website byui.edu/radio and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to BYU Idaho Radio Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. And also leave a review of the show and leave a comment about what we should talk about next.